Saturday is another fun day of fundraising here in Branch County, an event that has been around for a couple of years here that was rather unique for Branch County, but has raised a lot of money for the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. It's the Sue Nagel Help From Above Golf Ball Drop. Dave Nagel in the studio with us to talk about that, working on this committee. Unique fundraiser that a lot of people have really bought into over the years, Dave, this golf ball drop, haven't they?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun and something a little different. Not a walk, not a raffle, not a drawdown. But we get a helicopter with about 1,200 golf balls, and we pour them out and see who gets closest to the hole.
Yeah, so very cool event. It's happening Saturday. Now, you combine a couple other things with it, too, because there's a golf tournament, too, right?
There's a golf scramble, a little nine-hole scramble with some cash prizes. I believe there's still some openings if anybody would like to get in that. It's $50 a player. Get you the cart, a goodie bag, and a chance to win a few bucks.
Okay, and you have food out there, too, at the Golf Club of Coldwater, and just a fun time for people to gather up and not only hopefully win some money with the golf ball drop, but also to support the cause of the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
And that's what we're really up doing, Ken. I mean, it's amazing the need that there is, and a lot of the government cutbacks have cut into the programs there, and we have a real unique shelter, I believe. A girl that works there, Kim Hemker, a lot of you know her. She's a nonstop go-getter. If you want to do something for somebody, she's somebody to do it for. And the people just really need it. And one of the great things I think that she's doing now is getting into the educational part of it in the schools and trying to stop this before it becomes a problem instead of just dealing with the problem itself.
And yeah. So why was this such a big cause for Sue?
Well, my mom started it. She started a preschool here, and then her kids were born and got a little older. She didn't have as much to do as a housewife, so she started with the listening ear. And from that, grew into the shelter house, and she became the volunteer coordinator. And she spent a lot of time there. When your volunteers didn't show up, you know who had to fill that bill. And she did that quite well and just was always a cause that was near and dear to her heart. I think she felt like she had it pretty good, and she wanted to help some people that didn't.
All right, so the legacy lives on then, this event. So give us kind of the time frame of what's happening on Saturday then.
Well, the golf scramble starts at 2 o'clock. And then we're having a little putting contest for the sponsors. They need to be there between 4 and 4:15 to get registered, and then they'll putt. And we'll have a little putt-off to see who gets a couple dollars there. And then we'll go to the golf ball drop right around 5:30. Our helicopter is going to be running pretty close there, so he's going to dash in from another appointment, help us out with the helicopter, drop the balls, and fly out of there.
And the mayor will actually drop the balls.
Yes, the mayor has agreed to drop the balls. So far, so good. We'll see if we can really get him in the helicopter and strap him in.
Is Tom practicing, do you wonder, with that? Because I did it before. And actually, there is a little art to it, because you drop like a test ball to see which way you have to be over the top of it. So.
Yep, I've done it myself. Yeah. I actually made two in the hole when I dropped them. I think I'm the only one to make one so far.
There
so,
well, closest to the pin wins, what, $1,000?
Closest to the pin is $1,000. The second closest is $500. And then my Eeyore prize for the people that I never win. And so we have a furthest from the hole. And that's always the hardest one to compute, is which one's actually the furthest away. That's the one we spend the most time on, and you win $250 for that one.
Hopefully it's not in Morrison Lake or something.
Well, we're going to do it up on the middle of number one fairway this year, because there's a wedding behind where we usually drop them.
Okay.
So we're going to do it in a little different location. I hope none of them go in the lake from there.
Okay. Where can folks get the golf balls?
They can get them at the Golf Club of Coldwater. They can get them at the Ayapawa Island Golf Course. They can get them at almost any hair salon in town, and they can get them at Wilbur's Furniture.
Yeah, because actually some of the hair salons are doing a little challenge, too.
Yeah, they're having a little challenge to see who can sell the most, and they'll have a little pizza party for whoever wins. I'm not sure who's in first right at the moment, but there's still time to get balls. We're a little behind last year's pace, so we'd like to catch up. So if you've been dragging your feet, now's the time to get up and head out and go buy some golf balls.
Yeah, so they call it Salon Wars, I think, is what they're
I believe you are correct.
So it's this Saturday, again, the Sue Nagel Help From Above golf ball drop benefiting the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence at the Golf Club of Coldwater. So folks want to see the drop itself, be there between 5 and 5:15 or so probably to get ready, right?
Sure, yep. Okay. Hopefully goes off right at 5:30. We'll see how it goes. It doesn't take too long. We have to make a couple trips to get all the balls. It's a little hard to handle four buckets of balls in a helicopter, and as you well know.
Yeah, it's fun stuff, though, and for a great cause, too. Thanks for coming in, Dave.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
Dave Nagel in the studio with us talking about the golf ball drop this Saturday at the Golf Club of Coldwater.